Welcome to Do You Even Mother podcast. I am so ecstatic for today's topic. I cannot wait for everyone to hear it. I would like to start off by saying that if you are interested, we are in the process of discussing t-shirts being made for the podcast. They would be about, I don't even know the price yet. We're still discussing it, honestly, but the look of them is going to be 60s, 70s vibes. I hope we have a few people who would be interested. If you are and you are part of the Facebook group, please, please just comment or message me. We are coming up with more ways to contact. Actually, you can contact me through Anchor if you're interested. I will be putting the email to get more information in the episode description box. So if you want a t-shirt, I will put my email in there so you can contact me about the t-shirts, about the episode. I know I will possibly get quite a few things wrong. Now remember, this podcast is for parents. This is no way near expertise level, obviously. This is just some information I got from friends and family, some information that are some things I do with my kids, and just my outlook on what witchy parenting is. I don't have all the information about this. I'm literally learning as I go. But I hope everyone enjoys this. So with that being said, we will just hop into it. Starting off with many people practice many different types of witchcraft, many different religions. I myself have been learning about Druidry or Druidism because I'm more of a spiritual person and I love nature and I believe it gives life to everything. I love being outdoors, mainly during the fall when it's cool and winter when it's actually cold outside. I hate the heat. I hate having swamp ass. it's not something that I thrive to have. Honestly, I don't like sweating. But what got me into Druidry was, and actually this whole topic, I was raised by a mom who practiced Wicca or practices Wicca, but I didn't know about Druidism. I knew about paganism, but I didn't know really anything else about it or Druidism until I watched Outlander. I'm a huge Outlander fan, absolutely obsessed with it. Our youngest baby's middle name is Alexander. Got it from the TV show. It fit perfectly with his name. So that show opened up so many doors for me religion-wise and taught me so many things. But like I said, I grew up with a mom who practices Wicca, and my dad's parents were Presbyterian, and my mom's mom was raised Catholic and her dad was Baptist. So I've never really leaned toward any one religion. I've always pushed my kids to study things, including religion. My oldest went to church for a little bit. It didn't work out. He started coming home with really harsh opinions that could have really upset or really hurt many people in our family, including myself. And he started looking at things in a really negative way. Now, not every church is like that. I'm not downing anyone who goes to church. Just, I myself have only had good experiences in one church, and that was the Presbyterian church I grew up in. Basically everyone there was related to me somehow. The whole cemetery out in front of that church, 90% of the people are my ancestors. But I've grown up around many people who have practiced so many different religions, and they've always interested me. I have family members who practice many different religions. I have friends who practice many different religions, and I love everyone any way they, as long as it makes you happy, do you. And this is what makes me happy. And teaching my kids things that make them happy makes me happy. And these things I'm about to tell you, I love doing with my kids. And luckily, I reached out to some of my amazing mom friends about things that they do with their kiddos. And I wrote down a few of them, that I wanted to share with you today. Honestly, I hope you enjoy them. I probably messed up on so many things. So many of the things might not seem like witchy parenting to you. I don't really think anybody knows what witchy parenting is. To be honest, I think we just do what we know we want to do. But like I said, I hope you enjoy them. And you might be surprised by some of them, and you might think, hey, I do that. What? That's amazing. But we'll start off with number one, which is nighttime spells. To make the bad dreams stay away and invite good dreams in. I love that idea. Not only do I read books to my kids about astrology before they go to bed, about their signs and everything. I would like to start doing that, the nighttime spells. I think it'd be a great idea to get them to do. The next one is helping you blow cinnamon into your doorways on the first of each month. This mom said that she puts her kids at each entryway and they all blow cinnamon into the house. Cinnamon is said to bring abundance into your home. I've done it quite a bit when I learned about it, and of course, I got caught up in life, so sometimes I forget to do it. The last time I did it was the beginning of this month, and my 4-year-old was crazy into it. He had no idea what I was doing. I want to do it, I want to do it. I'm like, I just did it. I'm sorry, you can do it next time, buddy. But yeah, it's really smart. And it could be just cooking cinnamon, like just from the grocery store. It doesn't have to be any type of special thing. You'd be surprised at the amount of things that you need to use for this type of stuff that you can find at Walmart or Target, Publix. You ain't gotta go to any special store for this. I mean, unless you want to. That's just what you want to do, then do it. Next is collecting crystals, rocks, and minerals or materials, and setting the crystals out in the windowsill during a full moon. I love that. My oldest loves crystals, and my 4-year-old loves playing with my crystals, my crystal jewelry. That's about it with him, though. But my 11-year-old actually found a crystal. I don't know what it was. Oh, goodness. He actually found a crystal and he asked the lady, "What does this do?" She's like, "Well, I know you're in school. It'll help you focus during a test and give you the confidence boost that you need." I don't know if he passed it. I'm pretty sure he did. He's a smart kid, but he wore that thing and he freaked out when he couldn't find it. He was so worried. Like, you just put your mind to it. You put that good energy out there and you'll do fine. Just good energy. That's what you need. That's what everybody needs. You give good energy, you receive good energy. My rug at my front door says, "Check your energy." No bad vibes. Straight up. No bad vibes. Next is
100% sure I'm going to say this word wrong. My husband told me how to say it. I do not remember how to say it, so please excuse me. Even if I'm telling you right now, I'm going to say it again later on in this episode. Even if I were to research how to say some of these things, I would absolutely still mess them up. My brain is like, yeah, that looks right. Okay, you heard it one time. You got this. Nope, absolutely not. I will still, still destroy it. Leaving sigils on their school supplies to protect them during the day. It just, with a marker, just draw it on the bottom of their book bag, inside their book bag, in their clothes, on their lunchbox. I think it was the lunchbox also. Just their shoes, just to protect them. I know a lot of people, older people, get, I think, runes. I think it would be the same thing. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll do my research. It's okay. Tattooed on them for protection and many different things. I think that's a great idea. I'll probably eventually get some tattooed on me. Feather hunting. We love feather hunting. We have a container full of rocks and what else? Driftwood, I think it is. Some really cool wood that we found in certain places, and feathers. And I have a big giant feather that I found by the dumpster that this whole road uses. I found it, and it's huge. It's beautiful, though. I love them. And then people freak out if you touch a feather. They're disgusting. Don't do it. A feather. I love feathers. Just stop freaking out about feathers. There's other disgusting things that you could touch. Come on. But we have, last week sometime, actually, we found, or I saw about 5 Canadian geese in our front yard. And if I would have found one of those feathers, I probably would have lost my mind. I don't know what the feather I found by the dumpster is. Could be a Canadian geese. Goose. Geese. Gooses. Geeses. I'm in a goofy mood today. It's been fun. Teaching them to meditate. Okay. So the reason I'm in a goofy mood is my 6-year-old sees a counselor. We love his counselor. I have been saying for the longest time that I think my 6-year-old and my 4-year-old have ADHD. His counselor has agreed with me to test him, to get him tested. And it has taken a weight off my shoulders. But one of the things that helps him when he's not extremely, extremely aggravated is meditation. I got so heavy into meditating. I love meditating. You just have to find your right groove, the right things to listen to. You don't have to listen to anything. I bought some noise canceling headphones just for meditating. And I turn on Native American flute music or Tibetan bowls, and I am in the zone. My kids love Native American flutes as well, and we will just zone out. They have, I believe, kid meditation music as well, children's meditation music. I like meditating to the rain. It's very peaceful. Meditating in the rain, not even in the rain, just outside, listening to it. It makes me very, very happy. But teaching your kids to meditate is an amazing thing. I think it helps them so much, especially when they're overstimulated. If you can get your kid to meditate when they're overstimulated or stressed out, do it. It's so worth it. Next is taking walks in nature. We love walking in nature. I would love to eventually explore this land we live on. But it's hot. There's snakes, ticks. No, thank you. I like walking at our local lake, the walking trail around it, but it's too hot. So I'm not doing that either. And once again, snakes. And it is kind of bumpy there. If you're from Ozark, you already know that some of that trail needs to get fixed. I mean, they have been fixing some of it, but some of it is rough. Next is finding plants. You could do this while you're walking in nature. Our grass gets cut to a certain point, and then the rest is just high grass. I have not been out to explore what kind of plants are out there. Our last house was in a residential area, and they actually, I was really surprised when I went out there and was grabbing plants up. And before I go any further, if you have an iPhone, I don't know about Androids, but if you have an iPhone and you take a picture of a plant, you can go to the information about the picture and you can actually search what the plant is. It will tell you. I did not know that until about 3 or 4 months ago. It's awesome. It's an awesome thing. But there are so many edible plants in the yard, and I have not been able to go around here to see what we have. But when I get the chance, I don't even know what to do with the plants. I think it's just awesome knowing that they're edible and that in the past people have used them for medical purposes, medicinal, all kinds of different things. Making bread and other homemade things. I made butter. The kids loved making butter with me. We made cinnamon butter and it was so good. So, so amazing. Bread, cannot get the hang of it. I don't know what it is. I know that it doesn't brown the way it's supposed to. And it just, I don't know. I need a bread maker. But that was my favorite thing when I was younger, was watching family members make bread. It's a very fond memory of mine, and I would love to keep doing it with my kids if I can get better at it, of course. Teaching your kids about cleansing. I did it once when we had some negative energy coming into our home, and I mean very, very negative energy. It was causing so many problems between my kids and I, my husband and I, my husband and the kids, just everyone. Not only did I cleanse the house, but I cut that negative energy out of my life completely, and it's so much better without it. Thank God, because, oh Lord. But when I tell you that it felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. Open up all the windows, open every door, light the smudge stick or cleansing stick. There's so many different things to name it or to call it. I don't know. I say cleansing, people say smudging, I say saging. Some people don't like saging. It's whatever floats your own boat, I guess, honestly. But you just say what you want in your home, and you push that smoke out into every single corner. Declutter your house. Clean your house the way that makes you happy. And you do you. And I'm telling you, it will take a weight off your shoulders. I have not done it yet in our new house. When I want to, I will. I need to declutter it more than anything. But I'll get there. But yeah, if you're interested, just ask anyone you know or research it. Do research. I've asked people, I've done research, and I've learned and learned and learned. And that's what I'm doing with this. I'm learning. And right now I'm teaching people.
It makes me very happy that this topic got picked. We watched the moon. I love sitting outside on our hammock and watching the moon and how just amazing it feels to just stare at it. It's dark, it's peaceful, you have light from the moon. I'll be cooking in our kitchen, look up, and there it is. It's huge. It's like you could just reach out and touch it. It's very relaxing. We love searching for it while we're driving down the road. The kids will ask where it is. I'm like, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. And then get home, boom, there it is. It just peeks out over the trees, and it's the best. It's so much fun to do with the kids. Watching the rain. Oh my gosh. As much as I would love for it to stop raining, it relaxes me so much. Unless the weather is like very scary, like tornadoes, then I'm stressed out. But I still love listening to it. It relaxes me to just sit down and watch it fall. I'll open up the curtains. I'll put a chair in front of a window, and I'll just watch it. I'll go on the front porch and just watch it. I don't know what it is. I guess it's the nature thing, honestly. Laying in the rain. I've seen videos of people just laying out on their driveway in the rain, just taking it in. Taking showers in the rain. Not like full-blown showers, but I guess it would be washing the negativity away. I'm not 100% sure. But just standing out in the rain, fully clothed, and just washing the rain over your skin. I do it. I haven't done it the way I want to, but I have done it. I think it's an amazing idea. I think it's a beautiful thing to do. This whole topic, there's so many things, like, people don't believe in doing some of these things, but some people do them and don't realize it. But if you do it the right way and you do it with such appreciation and love, it's beautiful. Anything involving the rain, we absolutely love. I think all those activities are great for parents to do with their kids. You don't have to do them if you don't want to. It's just things that I've done, things I researched, and things that some other moms do. But since we do have kids and holidays either are or aren't a big thing for you, some holidays aren't a big thing for me, some of them are, I would like to touch up on some of the holidays that I've learned about. Samhain. Now remember, I'm just spreading information. You don't have to celebrate these. But I just thought, you like holidays, you're a parent. If you don't like holidays, that's fine. I have seasonal depression. Sometimes I don't like holidays. But these traditions, even though the holidays that most people celebrate now are based off of these holidays, and some of the traditions are the same, some of them are not. Like this first one, Samhain. Samhain is now Halloween. Placing photos of your departed loved ones around and cooking their favorite meals, which I love to do anyways. But I get so busy around that holiday that I end up not doing it. Unfortunately, they have a thing called a dummy supper, I think it is, where you stay silent while you eat dinner. We can't do that. Dinner is our time to talk about our day. And honestly, I think during Samhain, I would love to sit down with my family, eat our family members' favorite meals, and talk about our favorite memories with them. And if our kids don't have memories with them, to tell them about our memories so they can ask questions and laugh and enjoy it and just learn. Next would be Yule, which is Christmas. During Yule, you can make an altar together to the god or goddesses. I don't know much about Yule. That's the only thing I put down because I'm completely clueless about it. I don't really like Christmas. As family members pass away, some holidays, even if you have kids, don't feel the same, and Christmas is one of those. I get seasonal depression, and it's even worse around Christmas time. Ostara. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right. There are many different ways you can say it. I have actually Googled this, and the way I heard it was Ostara. So, it is the spring equinox.
You can leave gift baskets and hunt for eggs. So it sounds a little bit like Easter. But I would much rather celebrate this, the spring equinox, than Easter, in my opinion. But that's just mine. Because, like I said, I'm not very religious, but I don't like celebrating Easter. The next one isn't really like a huge thing here, unless you're part of the pagan religion, which is Beltane. It's the festival of fire. It is a fertility holiday or fertility celebration. So when I looked up what you can do with your kids, there was only a few things, unless you're very open with your kids. I am. I don't really care. But you can have a bonfire, but Beltane is May 1st. So here in the South, it's going to be too hot for that. I'd still do it because I love fire. I don't like heat, but I like fire. Makes no sense. Make flower crowns and make mini maypoles. Unfortunately, in the middle of this, I did not look up what maypoles were. I do know they are a pole with ribbons on it, and I think you braid, and that's where you lose me, especially with the flower crowns. If there's braiding involved, can't do it. I don't know how to braid. I've tried and tried and tried. It's absolutely impossible. Unfortunately, thank God I only have boys, which they've grown their hair out in the past, so they love long hair. And that's who I practiced on. Still did not work out. But those are the holidays. I won't be touching up on all of them because even if I were to research how to say them, I'd more than likely still mess up how to say them. But I will say that I bought the Granny Hulda books. I'll take a picture. Excuse me, of the books on Amazon and post them in the Facebook group. I got the books to teach my kids about pagan holidays, and I love them. The only one we have is Ostara. That's why I researched how to say it, because I wanted to make sure I was saying it right when I was reading it. But since we're so close to almost being done, I would like to also say I've always wanted to celebrate Samhain and Beltane, but in Scotland or Ireland, mainly Scotland, because it seems like the perfect place to celebrate them and celebrate them the way I researched. You don't have to do it like everyone. Do it your own way. But I'd feel so much better celebrating them there. I do know a lot of moms who practice this, and the way they include their religion amazes me. It honestly does. I love seeing them have their kids so in touch with everything, so in touch with nature and just the world, and it's beautiful. But since we're almost done, because I only decided to do 30 minutes for this one. But also, if I need to touch up on something or there's more you would like to hear and you just tell me about it, I'll do more research. And I will do a part two eventually. But that's up to everyone. But like I said, you don't have to celebrate these like everyone else. You celebrate them the way you want to.
you want to involve your kids, involve your kids. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Just do it in a totally different way that works for you. Whatever makes you happy, do it. If your kids want to get involved, include them. If not, that's totally cool. I hope everyone enjoyed this. It seemed kind of short. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. But like I said, if you want more information, if there's something I didn't cover that you want to hear about, please just message me on Facebook or email. Like I said, I'll be posting the email in the description. And I will do a part two if y'all are interested in a part two. But thank you so much for listening to Do You Even Mother? Bye, guys.